Good morning, RVA. It's 37 degrees, and you can probably expect clouds, rain, and slightly warmer temperatures for the rest of the day. Keep an eye on Thursday, though. It's our first best chance for actual snow. Water cooler. As of this morning, the Virginia Department of Health reports 3,792 new positive cases of the coronavirus in the Commonwealth, and negative one new deaths as a result of the virus. VDH reports 438 new cases in and around Richmond. That's Chesterfield 164, Henrico 180, and Richmond 94. Since this pandemic began, 647 people have died in the Richmond region. I think we are past a peak. Case counts are lower than at any point this month, and the rate of new hospitalizations, which is still extremely high, has started to level off. Maybe we've suffered through all of the new cases that spawned from the end of the year holidays. Maybe the nauseatingly high numbers from a couple weeks back really were a data reporting issue. Whatever the case, things seem to be cooling off a bit. Unrelated, for now at least, both UR and VCU have opened up their spring semesters. Last Tuesday for the former, today for the latter. You can follow each school's COVID dashboard if that's your thing. Corona spiders go here and Corona rams go here. Keep in mind that VCU has decided to start the semester virtually while UR has partially returned to in-person learning. I guess we'll see how that goes as Chris Suarez at the Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that UR has already, quote, sent a letter to students Friday warning that parties and other violations of COVID-19 safety protocols could jeopardize in-person learning this semester. As some public schools continue their own debate on returning to in-person instruction, keep your eyes on VDH's COVID-19 outbreaks by selected exposure settings dashboard. You can filter this list down by locality or facility type, like K-12, and see all the outbreaks currently in progress. Keep in mind, though, that outbreak has a specific meaning and does not include cases of students or staff who get infected outside of a school setting. Tykeen Cooper, Teresa Kennedy, Bryce Robertson, and Thad Williams have a column in the paper about extending RPS Superintendent Camras's contract for 4 years, a contract which ends this coming June. Y'all know the gist, but I'll quote this part just to remind you. A change in leadership, whether by board action or Camras finding employment elsewhere, in turn would consume the rest of this term. We can't expose our kids to that risk right now. Now is the time for a persistent implementation of a long-term strategy. Our neighboring county got this right last year when their school board extended Superintendent Amy Cashwell's contract. 2 years into a four-year contract, and the board decided to make it six, extending the contract all the way to 2024. So that, quote, Cashwell and her administration can focus on navigating the school system through the challenges of the pandemic and heightened attention around issues of racial justice. The right and obvious move, a move that we can and should make on this side of the county line. City Council will meet today for their regularly scheduled meeting, and for the first time that I can remember, there's nothing on the regular agenda. My head wants to write, should be a short meeting, but my heart knows that the agenda is basically never finalized, and council members can always find a way to extend these meetings deep into the evening. Two items of note from the informal meeting immediately preceding. One, Amy Popovich from the Richmond and Henrico Health Districts will give an update on vaccination. And two, Reggie Gordon, DCAO for Human Services, and Sharon Ebert, DCAO for Economic Development, will give a homelessness update. I don't see presentations for either hanging out on Legistar yet, but I bet they'll exist tomorrow. Related to the DCAO's presentation on homelessness, Homeward released, quote, new verified data on the number of people serviced in 2020 by coordinated shelter programs and the homeless crisis line. This past year, emergency shelters served 2,927 people, and the HCL handled over 52,000 calls. 128,000 shelter bed nights were recorded. From a couple days back, Jonathan Spears of Richmond BizSense has an update on the planned slavery memorial in Shaco Bottom. You can read through the property disputes if you want, but I'm mostly interested in reminding myself about the renderings of what this project could look like. Adding a bunch of public green space to that part of town would really change the entire neighborhood for the better. Fingers crossed that the city and the Loving family can figure out their beef. Finally, could today be the day the Robert E. Lee statue gets removed from the plinth? I don't know, but there is a lot of big equipment out there this morning. This morning's patron long read is titled, Stop Keeping Score. Submitted by patron Susan, a good January reminder for those of us putting together goals, resolutions, and themes for 2021. Here's an excerpt. Relying on external rewards lowers satisfaction. You will like your job less if your primary motivation is prestige or money. You will appreciate your relationships less if you choose your friends and partners based on their social standing. You will relish your vacation less if you choose the destination for how it will look on social media. The scorecard approach to life also feeds right into a known human tendency that drives us away from happiness. People often have trouble finding lasting satisfaction from worldly rewards because as soon as we acquire something, our desire resets and we are looking for the next reward. Check one box and another one immediately appears, and of course, it's always a bigger box. If you'd like your long read to show up here, go chip in a couple of bucks on the old Patreon. That's patreon.com/GMRVA. This morning's picture of the day is a picture of a sewer drain, and the manhole on top is painted pink. Pink sewage, what does it mean? Intro and outro music by Matt Fisher, and you can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on GMRVA.com.